It's time now to Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community presented each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. This week, Greg Bateman sits down to talk to the new director of the Martin County Community Foundation, Megan Hawkins. We'll get her plans for the future and learn more about the new director. Let's focus on the community now on WAMW.
We are introducing the new director of the Martin County Community Foundation this morning, and that is Megan Hawkins. And Megan's got big shoes to fill. Kurt Johnson, for the last 11 years, was in her role, and the foundation, of course, grew by leaps and bounds thanks to the donors and all the people associated with Martin County Community Foundation. But it's been a young person, Megan is, okay? We'll start with that. And let's start with kind of, before we get to know you a little bit, because we do want the people to get to know you, but this has been a full circle thing because the Lilly Foundation, of course, is a big part of the Martin County Community Foundation, obviously. And you were a Lilly Scholar, and that's kind of how it all started. So tell me how from there it became full circle to where now you're the director of the foundation.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Greg, first for having me on today and to be able to share my story and be open with the community on this new role for me. But I, like Greg said, I was a 2016 Lilly Scholar recipient and very blessed and grateful recipient of that. And so that was my senior year, and that opened doors and opportunities for higher education. And where that took me was to the University of Evansville, and I majored in elementary education. So went some time in college. We'll get back to that here mm-hmm. after a bit. But then I started my teaching career, and that's when I came on, was asked to be a grant member of the board, or the chair, mm-hmm. not the chair, the...
You're on the grants committee, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Not on the board at the time, but at a very young age on the grants committee of the Martin County Community Foundation.
Yeah, yeah. I was asked to be on the grants committee as just a member, reviewer, scorer. Mm-hmm. And so that was a great experience. And then after that, the next year, they had asked if I'd want to serve on the Martin County Community Foundation board mm-hmm. as a member there. So that was in 2022, I believe. And then since then, I have served as the grants chair and then the donor outreach chair as well. And then this past year, starting in 2026, I served as the president. And then here we are today and serving as the director.
Yeah, that's an amazing full circle. And even though, I guess, whatever it might have been, 8 years or so has gone by since then, that is a very quick turnaround for somebody to be the director of the Martin County Community Foundation. Let's talk about Kurt for a little bit, can we?
Absolutely.
Kurt Johnson did a terrific job in the role, navigating everything with the foundation. Now it's your turn to be in that role. Has to be a little bit intimidating, right?
Yeah, Kurt has been awesome. We had, after the board announcement, Kurt and I sat down after that, and he had a big task binder, and I know that took a lot of time on his plate to write that out for me on month by month on different tasks and dues, and I appreciate that. And we've talked since then, many text messages, and he actually came in yesterday to visit. And yesterday we had our June board meeting, and he sent me a text message to tell the board that June board meeting would have been his 110th monthly board meeting, and he felt the urge, like there's something happening today, and he felt like he just knew it was one of the monthly board meetings, and so he wanted me to make sure and tell the board that he's going to miss them, and we for sure are going to miss him too.
Yeah, so it was the third Wednesday of the month. He felt like he needed to be there, but he didn't because he's done, but I know he'll be there, obviously, if you need him.
Yeah.
A little bit about you. You were Martin County Queen, right?
Yes, and we talked about you had emceed that, and so we've known each
Another
other
first
for...
full circle moment, right?
Yeah. I active in 4-H growing up, a 10-year 4-H member, and I showed livestock, but then also took the static projects inside and also was a Martin County junior leader. And so really, 4-H has a big part in my life and still continue as I help oversee the Martin County Junior Leader 4-H Club today, and just a great, great group of young youth to be around.
Megan is a graduate of Shoals High School, lived in Shoals all your life, right? So,
right.
And everybody in Shoals pretty familiar with Megan, maybe not so much in Ligoti. She's about to make her mark in that side of Martin County as well. But you're education from the University of Evansville led you into education. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so big shock as far as culture change going to Evansville, big city, mm-hmm. being from a small town, but absolutely enjoyed my time down there. Four mm-hmm. years flown by, just like what everybody else says, enjoy the time while you have it because it flies by. And University of Evansville is a small private university, and just the professor relationships that I built there, participation in clubs and organizations, intramural activities, and then just education itself. Mm-hmm. I was a part of the elementary education major, that group of class, and I just really enjoyed my time while being there, and got to participate in a lot of different activities. And one of those, going back to making it full circle with mm-hmm. the foundation, I helped start a Lilly Scholar Network chapter while being down there at the University of Evansville. So what that was is it had been started in other universities, and at the time UE didn't have one. And so there's other Lilly Scholars down there at UE. And so a part of this network is just bringing all of us together, starting a new organization titled the Lilly Scholars Network Chapter. Mm-hmm. And our mission was just to do good work while being down there, because we were so blessed and grateful for what was given to us as a Lilly Scholar. And so we were like, this can be our way to, one, network amongst us while we're down there, but then also to give back. And maybe it's not giving back to our current communities at that time, but giving back to the Evansville community on where we currently mm-hmm. were together. And so we did various community service projects together while we was down there. And one of those activities was we partnered with the Evansville Alliance, the community foundation down there, and provided mock interviews for those mm-hmm. recipients going into right before those next couple weeks is when their Lilly Scholar interview was. Mm-hmm. And so those couple weeks prior to that, we hosted some mock interviews with those scholars that were applying and going to have an interview. And a great opportunity and experience to give back and share how grateful we were.
Yeah, and grateful is a good word, because I can relate to that. My daughter was a Lilly Scholar, and my daughter also went to the University of Evansville. Loved it, got a terrific education. So, and explain, if you will, when we talk about the Lilly Scholar and the Martin Community Foundation, the connection between the two.
Yeah, so, and I have been at this job for, last week was my first full week, so I don't think, I've been learning a lot, mm-hmm. and I hope I don't say this wrong, but Lilly mm-hmm. Endowment is the one that provides that, right. provides that funding, and so as long as you have a community foundation within your county, mm-hmm. You are able to apply and to receive and then grant out those dollars to a recipient in your county.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So you have to have a Martin County Community Foundation to get the Lilly. And we've learned that Martin County was the last county in the entire state to have a foundation.
Yeah.
And it's been 25, 26 years ago now, so it's really grown since.
Yeah. In 1999, the first Lilly Scholar was given in Martin, mm-hmm. or 1998, the first Lilly Scholar was given, and then 1999 is when the Martin County Community Foundation was officially founded, created, and the organization was started.
Okay. And no surprise, knowing you a little bit, you went into education. Tell us a little bit about your profession at Shoals.
Yeah, so I taught and finished up my sixth year this past May at Shoals. I started in the elementary teaching second grade, and when I got hired on, I knew from the interview that they would have me moving up with that grade at the time, because it was a larger class and they mm-hmm. needed that additional teacher to move with them. So I started in second grade, absolutely loved it, and then moved to third grade with that same class, couple of the same students, and then I got offered a position in the high school, and that was a big change at the time. Knowing that my degree was in elementary, going to the high school, how was that going to work? Was I going to be respected by the students being a young individual? Mm-hmm. And I was nervous, but I'm like, let's take the leap of faith and let's do it. Because at the time I was teaching agriculture, engineering, and helping with our college and career program, serving as the early college director. And I have no regrets for making that mm-hmm. jump. A lot of people had asked, they're like, would you go back to the elementary? And I said it would be hard. I love the littles. I love the hugs, and really enjoyed my time there and learned a lot. That's where it all started. But to be able to work with those high school students and have those meaningful conversations, and where I truly felt my heart being led to was that college and career readiness kind of work. And some of the activities and events and programming that we did there at the high school, we had a strong team where we all chipped in and worked together, but that's where I truly felt like impact was making, to have those meaningful conversations with the students and providing those opportunities for them.
Well, I know you're a natural educator, a natural leader, so I know it was difficult leaving that profession, but what was it about this position, the Martin County Community Foundation director, that appealed to you? And in the last crazy whirlwind of a month, here we are.
Yeah, it was a change. And I think a shock to the community and a shock to myself as well, because I wasn't searching for a job, but when the position came up and the conversation was had, I thought about it a lot. I prayed a lot about it a lot, several tears. But I just decided that let's make the switch and let's give this a try and a way to impact. It may not be just the students, but to still impact the students, to still impact a greater amount of people in the county. And I hope that this will work out.
Yeah, and as a board member, I can honestly tell folks, it was unanimous whenever the board found out that Megan was going to be the director, that we were very pleased in the leadership from Kurt to Megan. I don't know if it'll be seamless because there's a lot to learn, but it's the right move. And Megan, let's start talking about that. Your role in the foundation, what do you see as your role?
Yeah. Well, and like you said earlier, definitely big shoes to fill with, mm-hmm. with Kurt Johnson and with prior directors. I've been on the phone with Dan Gregory a few times asking some questions, and we've met. So a lot of great work that the Community Foundation has already been doing, and I'm just so excited for that continuous work to happen too. But for my role as the development director is, building endowments, but that comes with just building relationships mm-hmm. with people and getting to know their needs. There's a lot of people out there that they're wanting to give and they're wanting to make good impact in the community, but how? And so providing these opportunities, we'll talk here after a bit about two gift opportunities that people can take the opportunity for to match their gift mm-hmm. and maybe even triple their gift. And so we'll talk about that here in a bit. But and then supporting the nonprofits and providing different ways for them to be impacted by these funds as well, and just people in general. In building those relationships.
And you know, I think we've found that not everybody's as familiar with the Martin County Community Foundation as you think, because I think the foundation has touched almost every improvement in the county over the last several years to the towns in our county. However, there are still those maybe who are nonprofit organizations who may not know about the foundation, and the foundation can really help those. All they have to do really is apply for a grant. It goes through a little bit of a process. It's not a difficult process, and the foundation may be able to help fund whatever they need. I'm not sure everybody realizes that, so maybe you can drive that point home.
Yeah, absolutely. So here in the last couple years, the Grants Committee has decided, and the Community Foundation Partnership staff have really provide this awesome opportunity where instead of just having 1 year grant cycles, it's quarterly. So our next grant cycle ends July 31st. And if you're 501c3 nonprofit, government institute, you can apply, and we would love to see the needs in the community, but we don't know those until people start using and applying on the website. But yeah, most definitely check out our Martin County Community Foundation website and click the link, watch the videos. If you need help trying to find that, come in the office. We're located here at the Martin County 4-H Fairgrounds up in the Community Learning Center, and I'd be happy to help navigate that with you, or then point and direct you to our grants manager as well.
There's so many wonderful scholarships and opportunities that people have come to the foundation with as donors. Now may be the opportunity to talk about maybe the 2-for-1, because if I'm out there looking and I've got a little bit of money or memorial scholarship that I'd like to do something with, I know you've got some great opportunities right now if they want to jump on board.
Yeah. So there's actually two different opportunities out there. There's one that's called Gift 8, and it's the one-to-one match, and then there's another one called Gift 9, and it's the 2-to-1. So I'll just start with the Gift 8 one. Like I said, it's a one-to-one match, and this benefits the designated funds, the field of interest funds, the donor advised funds, and the scholarship funds. So we've got brochures. This is also on the website, but all the different types of funds that you could give to, if, like, for instance, there's a couple on here that it may benefit a cemetery, it may benefit a church, it may benefit animals, it may benefit youth. There's all kinds of different opportunities on here for you to be able to give and make an impact to those specific organizations. And so some of them have already met their cap. So we have $100,000 to be able to be given for this, for the one-to-one match. But all of those funds can only receive up to the $5,000 to be fully matched. They can definitely receive more, mm-hmm. but up to $5,000 to receive the one-to-one match. And we have 12 funds that have received some kind of contribution already, and six of our multiple here on this list have been fully funded. So we've got a slew ton of more that definitely can take up this opportunity. And if you know that you already have a fund with us and you haven't heard about this gift opportunity, I'd love to talk with you. And that is a part of my job too, to be able to help promote this and communicate that out about this opportunity. And then we also have the Gift 9, and that's the 2-to-1 match. So you're pretty much tripling your dollar that you give to the unrestricted funds. And so there's a whole list of these as well. And so if you give $50, that turns into $150. And the neat thing about these unrestricted funds is they are what is used for our impact and boost cycle grants. And so that's what the quarterly grants are. They are given to the needs of the community. And so these funds are solely not for necessarily a specific project or nonprofit in the county, but for what the need is out there that people are applying for. So that is another opportunity that people can take a part of.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity, but in the minute or so that Megan tried to explain that, we realized there may still be a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
But if you're saying, hey, I start out with 50 and that leads to 150 on the 2-to-1 match, that's crazy. But find out. Come out here and talk to Megan or a board member. We can direct you as well. But the Community Foundation has so many opportunities, I think, Megan, that we all agree have not been fully taken advantage of in Martin County.
Yeah. And that's no fault to anybody. It's just it takes time. It takes time to get our name out there, and it for the board to communicate, and for us on, we're going to try and utilize, Kurt did a great job on social media, and that was definitely a strong suit for him. And believe it or not, Greg, I am not one that is a social media guru, and you think I would be with my age.
I think you would be, yeah.
So I have a lot to learn on the social media end, and but I'm looking forward to it. And we've had some conversations on what we can continue to do and maybe promote more by using social media. So I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Well, Megan, I know we covered a lot, and as we did with Kurt, probably try to get with you about quarterly so that we can get that word out and answer any questions that people might have. Anything else that we didn't talk about, Megan, that you'd like to talk about in your role as the new development director of the Martin County Community Foundation?
Yeah, I am looking forward to meeting everybody. I've got a lot of several community members that I need to get in touch with. And I, at the same time, if you ever want to learn more about the Community Foundation, if you want to learn and you have questions on some of those gift matches that we talked about, please stop by the office. The phone number is 812-295-1022. And I'll go ahead and share my email here too. It is mccf@cfpartner.org. So feel free to shoot me an email as well, and we can have further conversation about that. But one line that the Community Foundation a lot of times uses is the gift that keeps on giving. And I think that's a true testimonial to what the foundation is. We're investing our dollars now so we can have, you know, that same gift making that same impact and on future things down the road. And so I think the more we do that, the better opportunities that we'll have in the future for our community.
And we would always be remiss without talking about the wonderful donors, whether they're still with us or not still with us, who have made the foundation what it is today, because they give the money. The foundation navigates through through interest and what have you, and that's where this money grows. But we couldn't do it without the fabulous donors of the county.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one thing that we, like you said, we cannot forget those donors that have truly made, no matter what size of donation that's been made, but every one of those has been truly meaningful and super grateful for their continued support. And whether it was a one-time gift or if it's been multiple gifts down the road, we truly appreciate those donors. And if you are not a donor and you'd like to be, we can definitely have that conversation, because anybody can start a fund and we can have that conversation.
All right, so from president of the Martin County Community Foundation Board to the development director, Megan Hawkins, thank you so much, and we greatly looking forward to you leading us in the coming years.
Thank you, Greg.
So Megan, we thank her and we thank you for listening. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community on WAMW. Focus on the Community presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend as we shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community and focus on the community here on WAMW.